And the Secretary of State indicated you're going to be building a new library from the ground up?
Yes, we are. Ground floor, 7,000 square foot library.
Single floor?
Single floor.
And how much are you getting from the state, and how much do you have to match?
We're going to get $1.2 million from the state, and we match it with $400,000.
Do you feel you can raise that amount?
We have a bequest to cover that part of it. We may need to raise some more money for furnishings and additional materials to come into the library. But we were given a bequest by a Mardell Hinner from her estate, and it'll cover that part of the matching grant. So now we're just finishing up all the additional paperwork that you have to get a grant to sign into contract. So we're pretty well along the way.
Yeah, you're actually in very good shape to meet that June 30th deadline.
Yeah, thankfully to Mardell.
Can you spell her name, first name and last name?
M-A-R-D-E-L-L-E and then H-I-N-N-E-R.
All right. Well, what do you have in Rushville right now for a library?
Currently we have a close to 100-year building, Carnegie Building, two floors, 2,400 square foot, very stuffed to the gills, and with 13 very steep steps going up and 15 going down. So...
13 up and 15 down? Yeah. How does that work?
Well, on the inside, for some reason, there's more going back down. I don't know why. Probably because of the ground floor. I don't know.
But so it sounds like you're going to have a little more space, and you'll have everything on one floor.
Yes.
With the new building.
Yes, and that'll be very nice. It'll be very nice. So it makes it more accessible for everybody. Discounting the steps, it just makes it easier to run the library so that we're not on two floors, because we're usually just two at a time at the library, staff-wise. So it'll be...
I'm sure I've talked to the mayor about this before. Where is this going to be built?
It's going to be built on the corner of Mason and Maple in Rushville, kind of in between the grade school and the high school area. So
that's kind of a convenient or a good location, too.
Very, very, yeah. And Spoon River College is just one block down. So
okay.
It is a good location.
In this day of tablets and e-readers and all these different things, I always ask this question, why is the library still relevant? Why is it still important?
Well, actually, book-wise, we check out as many books as we've always checked out. Plus, we actually have the ability for people to... check out ebooks through a consortium that we share books with. And then also, believe it or not everybody has a computer in their home. And then for Wi-Fi access, a lot of people traveling, they come in, they use our facilities. I always think of a library as equal access for all, because, you know, we sometimes forget that not everybody has a iPad or iPhone that has every little gizmo on it.
Not everyone has a fancy technological device.
No, and then there's us that don't know how to use it, but no.
There's that too. So you said people can check out ebooks. So instead of paying to download a book, they could come to the library and download your copy.
Yep, you use your library card, and I think more than 80 libraries in our library system belong to a database that has ebooks on it. And you use your library card. You go online and you put in your library card number and your PIN, and then you can look for books, and then you can download them straight to it. Regular ebooks to read plus audiobooks to listen to.
And is there, you know, you check out a book, you have to bring it back in a certain amount of time. Is that the same with an e-book?
Well, the e-books check out. You pick 1 week, 2 weeks, or 3 weeks to check them out. And then basically you can return them earlier if you get done. But at the end of the 3 weeks, let's say, they expire. So you never have any overdues.
There goes a source of revenue.
Well, I suppose. But there's also a site, place on that site that people can purchase books. So, and part of the money goes back to the libraries that they purchase a book. But
okay. Anything else you want to tell me about the, I guess, about the grant? Is this something you, I take it you applied for this? And
we applied for it. You had to have detailed architectural plans and budgets and timelines. And I'm not positive how many were in competition as far as the downstate part goes. I think there was around 49, I think. But so we were selected out of those. I think there were 15.
So there's no guarantee you were going to get this money when you put all the work into applying for it. So
no.
What were your thoughts when you got contacted?
Oh, we were thrilled. We were thrilled. We were just absolutely thrilled. Because thankfully to the bequest that was given to us, it gave us the ability to apply and feel that we'd already have matching money. Otherwise, we would be trying to raise money. And
that's a lot of money in a small town.
It is. It is. It is. And not to say it can't be done, but...
It's a lot easier this way.
Yeah, it definitely is. And the gal who gave it to us in her parents' name was... someone I knew, but she lived in California. It was just a complete surprise. So.
All right. Anything you want to add about this?
No, we're just very thankful to the state for giving it to us, and it'll be a great thing in the community.
Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
Congratulations.
Thank you.